It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado businesses can bring people back to the office today as COVID-19 social distancing mandates get relaxed. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Except in counties where stay-at-home orders have been extended, people can go back to work in all sorts of businesses in Colorado today. They have to keep at least 50% of the workforce off-site, though. Many companies have indicated they're still figuring out the details, like Charles Schwab, with the headquarters in Douglas County, which says in a statement that, quote, "It doesn't yet have all the answers for how and when we will return to the office." Other counties in the metro area will allow workers back starting next week. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado hospitals are back performing elective surgeries and other procedures, but CPR's John Daly says some hospitals could be nearly out of money.
The Colorado Hospital Association is projecting the state's hospitals could lose more than $3 billion by year's end. That's due to the COVID-19 crisis, which caused hospitals to close down those procedures which restarted last week. The group's Kara Welch says more than half the state's hospitals were rated vulnerable before the crisis hit. And with COVID-19, expenses at many are far outstripping revenues.
Unfortunately, that's when the hospital has to consider closure.
Hospitals are getting federal relief money, but Welch says that's expected to only restore about a quarter of the losses. Nearly half of all rural hospitals in Colorado had less than 50 days cash on hand before COVID-19 hit. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Weld County officials say they will begin to reopen government offices starting today. Officials say they'll continue social distancing and limit the number of people in buildings at any time. The DMV will be appointment only, and the county administration building will be open with reminders on physical distancing. A major lawsuit over the future of health care in Colorado and the U.S. moves ahead this week. Texas and 17 other states are suing the federal government to have the Affordable Care Act struck down. The suit challenges the law's individual mandate that requires most people to have insurance. Colorado is among more than a dozen states defending the law. Opening briefs are set to be submitted to the Supreme Court Wednesday. The outcome of the case could have a huge impact, potentially stripping health coverage from 20 million Americans, including 400,000 Coloradans. It could also limit protections for 135 million people with pre-existing conditions. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.